Hello, I'm Kiara Parker with the Wide World of Sports Update. Geelong coach Chris Scott says the club will use the same tribunal loophole as Charlie Cameron if their players face match review scrutiny this season. The Brisbane forward's one-week dangerous tackle suspension was reduced to a fine due to exceptional and compelling circumstances, which included his clean record and character. Chris Scott says the Cats would now look to exercise that method if needed.
The surprising part is how they got to that point. It's incumbent on you to use that. It would be offensive to any of our players to suggest that they're of lesser character than the two players in recent history who have successfully used that clause, because there are plenty of others who have asked for it and been denied, which is highly offensive.
Collingwood veteran Scott Pendlebury passed today's fitness test after fracturing his ribs, putting his hand up to face Port Adelaide on Saturday. Meantime, the Magpies appear to be the front-runner to land Western Bulldogs midfielder Bailey Smith in the 2024 trade period. Pies coach Craig McRae says reports the club has issued players a photo ban with the Dog star are not true.
No, I'm not privy to that. And to be honest, I hadn't heard that until we sort of just set a media brief and that conversation had come up. And there's no one in the building has suggested that's true, unless Graham Wright said something from over in New York, which I know I'm just tongue-in-cheek saying that. There's no reason to think that we would say that to our players.
Richmond's injury woes have continued, with Jaden Short straining his calf, ruling him out of the Tigers' Anzac Day Eve blockbuster against Melbourne. Round 7 of the NRL begins tonight, with the Sydney Roosters hosting the Storm. Melbourne can move above the Sharks to the top of the table with a win. The Roosters will be without Sam Walker. Connor Watson will again start at 5-8. Queensland Origin great Sam Thaiday says the Storm have a great ability to grind out victories.
The Melbourne Storm have got out of jail free the last couple of games against the Dogs last week and also the Broncos the week before. But I've tipped the Storm tonight. I think they can do the job.
Local junior Sam Stonestreet will make his NRL debut on the wing for the Sharks against the Cowboys on Sunday. The 21-year-old says he wasn't expecting the call-up.
It's a shock, really. I didn't get too emotional. I've been working for this my whole life, so I'm ready, so I'm going to take that step.
Current Melbourne Rebels forward coach Jeff Parling has joined the Wallabies staff under Joe Schmidt. Parling has previously served as a Wallabies assistant under Dave Rennie in 2020. He says Australia has the right ingredients to be successful.
I feel like the little bits of differences we have at each of the Super Rugby teams can be well put together and aligned, so we can have a great force, I'd say, as a forward pack in this Wallabies team.
The last two remaining English clubs have been knocked out of the Champions League. Arsenal beaten 1-0 by Bayern Munich in the second leg of their quarter-final. Manchester City bowed out with a penalty shootout loss to Real Madrid. Kelly McKeon has finished fastest in the heats of the 400-metre individual medley on day two of the Australian Open Championships. Elijah Winnington just pipped Sam Short to win the men's 400-metre freestyle. Alex de Minaur has become the first Australian to beat Rafael Nadal on clay after winning his second-round match of the Barcelona Open. And rising golf star Minwoo Lee has committed to defend his title at the Australian PGA Championship in Brisbane in November. I'm Kiara Parker, and that's the latest in sport from the Nine News team.